Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 161 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Streamate.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live from their bedroom to yours. Streamate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match. On Streamate.com, the question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin, how are ya?
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
So good, so good.
Yeah, it's, it's another week of shows that you're going to know, shows we haven't talked about, and shows you might want to check out. And
excellent.
For anyone tuning in to the Mr. Skin Podcast for the first time, every week I try to go over, I make a list or go through the Mr. Skin logs here and put together a list of television shows and movies from the week that feature the best nudity or sexy content and just review it. And and like I said, some of the stuff we talk about on a weekly basis because it's so good.
Yeah, exactly.
And other shows will just have a good week and we want to bring that up and give them some props. But let me start, Andrew. I'm gonna do TV first.
Okay.
I have some other things to talk to you about.
But cool.
The first and foremost is, I think right now, without question, the best show that's currently active on cable is Jet on Cinemax. The crime thief show starring Carla Gugino. And the thing is, I'm still not sure how many episodes are left. I know they have one more left at least, but they just had their eighth episode. It's on Cinemax Friday nights. And this is the show where Carla Gugino plays Jet Kowalski,
mm-hmm.
who's this thief that gets out of prison, and these crazy criminals get her sucked back into the business. And I got to say, it's a very dark show. But as far as nudity goes, I really think this is the best show currently for nudity. As an example here in episode 8, this Gate Jansen is the one who did this wild nude scene this week. She plays Phoenix on the show. Yeah, she's outside flirting and flashing her breasts to a few construction workers. And it's pretty cool. I always wonder when they do these scenes. It reminds me of like in Blue Velvet when Isabella Rossellini was completely naked, on the front lawn of a house. Like in this case, like did they have to block off the street to film
totally.
This scene? Like
either it's a closed set that's like designed to look like a street that they'll use in several projects. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or that you block off the street. That's pretty crazy
because
though, because
it looks like it's in the looks like it's in the middle of the day, and it looks like it's a real
neighborhood.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But this Gate Jansen is a Dutch actress. She's done a lot of Dutch films and television shows. She was nude. You know that crime show? Have you heard of it? It's got a really catchy name, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. She's done some nudity in that, and Jet isn't her first go around for nudity. But I got to say that. Her Dutch teats are very,
they're very impressive.
Nice.
Perky factor is almost unreal.
Say that again? What'd you say?
The perky factor.
Yeah.
They sit so high. I just can't get over it. They're incredible and very nice boobs.
I'm telling you though, as I watch the scene, because CP's playing the clip I'm watching website is. That does not look like some Hollywood set. This looks like they had to close off a street. Could you imagine all the all the kids looking out the window. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is a really great nude scene. Definitely my best flashing nude scene of the year from Gate Jansen. This is great.
No, it's phenomenal. And once she shows those boobs, they stay out and you can see them from all the angles. I really like this scene.
Those construction workers are loving it too. No, it just looks like it's a real neighborhood. So I'd be interested to know how they filmed this and how they got her to do this in a residential neighborhood without in the middle of the day without causing people to go crazy. But pretty awesome stuff. So that was Gate Jansen Jet Season 1 Episode 8 Cinemax Fridays. They're 8 for 8, by the way, Andrea, in nude scenes. Every episode's had a great nude scene, at least one. So that's why I think it's the best show for nudity right now. But again, I'm not sure yet if next week is a final or we have 2 episodes left. It isn't really clear on IMDb. So we'll see. We'll know next week. So anyway, now I also a show we've talked about a lot. It aired the same night. This actually was the very last episode of Euphoria.
I know, and I feel like it just snuck up on us. Why is it only 8 episodes? It's not Game of Thrones, you know? Throw us some more shows.
You know, I'm not sure how they decide, but listen.
It's probably budget. It's always budget.
Yeah, Euphoria would be like, as far as shows they're on now, would be like a notch below Jet as far as the nudity. And without question, to me, the breakout star from this show is that Sydney Sweeney.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. And also, by the way, Andrea, it was renewed for season 2, so this is big news.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But even like this week, she just had a sexy scene. But I think, was it last week or the week before? It was a Halloween episode where the girls all dressed up for Halloween.
Yes.
Did you see that? She dressed up as Alabama from True Romance.
It was incredible.
Oh my God. It's, you know how sometimes actresses will do scenes, and I say this, sometimes a non-nude scene from an actress is better than other actresses' nude scenes. And Sydney Sweeney dressed up like Patricia Arquette in True Romance. There's a scene where she's walking down. I don't even think, we have it at the site. I'm going to have our guys make a gif of it, but she's walking down the stairs in this Alabama outfit, and her boobs, Andrea, are just bouncing up and down. It is so sexy. It's not
so
nude,
yeah,
but so sexy. And she's definitely, to me, the breakout star of Euphoria this year. Like, now I'm a huge fan. Like, she's up
there
with Alexandra Daddario, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was also this year, there was a lot of teasing between Zendaya and Hunter Schaefer.
Right.
Hunter Schaefer's a transgender actress, and they even had a scene where they were kissing. I think her name's Jules, and Rue, who's Zendaya, were kissing and making out. And again, they never like really went at it hardcore, but it's a lot of teasing, but some really sexy stuff. Zendaya did not get naked this season, but Hunter Schaefer did. And I gotta say, I don't know what this makes me, but I really enjoyed those scenes. I know it makes me happy, but transgender nudity are definitely Anatomy Award winner for best transgender nudity would be Jules Vaughn, Hunter Schaefer from Euphoria this season.
Right on.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So that is over. That was the season finale. So, and I should point out one other thing. The one girl who did get naked in the final episode, this Allie Marie Evans, we were like thinking, she's kind of like a nobody actress, not in a bad sense, but just as far as like an unknown actress.
Right.
You know, our term here at Mr. Skin's nobody actress, but we went, well, no, just so that it, you know, it's like in our database and stuff,
totally.
How we track that stuff. Well, we went to her Instagram and saw she had 115,000 followers. So like, all right, maybe this Allie Marie Evans isn't as unknown as we thought. So she showed butt. She was the one who did the only nude scene of the season finale. So, you can check her out at Instagram. Her name's Allie Marie Evans, and she was the girl that showed butt in the season finale of Euphoria.
Yeah. Cool.
Now, you remember how I talked to you, and I mentioned this a lot during the podcast, where a lot of shows will front load a new like nudity, and then it kind of drops off. They kind of get you hooked. And
yes.
I think one of the great examples ever, there's a show on FX Wednesday nights, and this is going to be a non-nude update, but it does bring to mind one of the great TV nude scenes of all time. So there's a show called Snowfall that airs on FX Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in their third season. They had their fourth episode of the third season this Wednesday. And there were some nice underwear scenes from Rainn Edwards and Angela Lewis. But what's interesting about this show, the very first episode a few years ago, season one, episode one of Snowfall, which, by the way, is a show about the early days of crack cocaine. And it doesn't have like a lot of star power. You probably don't even know any of the people that star in this. But, It's pretty amazing. Is in the very first episode, you might remember this. There was a scene where a guy is getting a Hummer from a girl. She's on her knees. It's like it's a small party,
mm-hmm.
and the guy's standing there. You see his butt. The girl's on her knees blowing him. You can't see that, but you see the guy's butt. In walks this girl, who walks into the room carrying a tray of cocaine. And has a straw. She walks in completely naked, gets behind the guy, gets on her knees,
yes.
and blows in coke or crack cocaine,
where?
I don't know what it was.
Into his what?
Into the guy's ass while he is getting a blowjob.
Okay, we got to try this.
Well, wait a second. Before you do, they show like a little while later, the guy like totally ODs because
okay,
I guess.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Backtrack yeah. on that.
Right. But I mean, but think of this. In the very first scene or the very first episode of the first season.
That's nuts.
They have a scene where a guy's completely naked, girl's blowing him, a completely nude woman walks into the room, blows coke up his ass while he's getting a blowjob, and then he dies. So you're thinking, okay, this is going to be the greatest show ever for nudity.
Right?
They've only had a couple of brief nude scenes since.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of the great bait and switch, master bait and switch moves of all time. And they have not come close to something like this since the very first episode. It's pretty
gotcha.
Crazy, but it definitely is one of the wildest nude scenes you've ever going to see at our website. So
right on, though. That's yeah. I feel, yeah, that seems very familiar to me.
Yeah, it's one, I can maybe have CP pull it up at some point, but it really was like you couldn't believe, like, wait a second, this was on FX?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Because it's not only about the nudity, the actress showed full butt, the guy showed full butt. So that stuff happens.
Yeah.
But for a Hummer to be going on and a girl to get behind him, get on her knees, and blow coke up his ass
that's
while he's
nuts.
Getting blown,
yeah.
That's not FX. That's
no.
like HBO, Netflix. You know, that was pretty amazing. So anyway, that was Snowfall. That's on the air. Just wanted to update you on that.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Camstar Spotlight of the Week. And I'm about to introduce all of you to a girl who is 5'3" and super duper tiny, but stacked with a DDD/F. And I don't even know what that means. Hey, Rosie Chaiti, how are you, love?
I'm doing great. How about you, Andrea?
Fantastic. So with a DDD/F, does that mean that they fluctuate in weight? Are those the same cup sizes?
No, there's just DDD, honestly. Like, I got surgery last year, so they got even bigger once I got on the pill.
Oh, yes. Totally understand that. So, yeah, you are super, super tiny, 5'3", like teeny body with these big old boobies. Do you think that's what appeals most people to you?
I would agree, yeah. My earnings definitely improved once I got my boobies a lot bigger.
I love that. So I see that on your StreamMate profile, you love men who know what they want, but are also super nice. How do you deal with people who are super pushy?
I give them one warning, and if they keep pushing, I just block them. I feel like I shouldn't have to deal with people that don't respect my boundaries, I suppose.
Yeah, totally. So your expertises include sucking and fucking, which is awesome. What do you give head to, toys, or what do you work with?
Just toys. I've made one video with another guy, but that's an old video, but just on my live streams, just toys.
That's awesome. And you like being watched while you come. Do you squirt?
I'm just curious. You can ask me whatever you want. Honestly, I'm pretty amateur at it. I wouldn't say I'm amazing. I can only do that with my vibrator. I can't do that with my toys.
That's I'm not common.
Yeah. I'm still amateur at that. I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing to apologize for. Some people are not even into that. I was just curious. Tell me about these kinky attributes of yours. What do you like to do with your feet?
Oh, well, usually guys, I always have a pedicure. So usually guys like to watch me like play with my toy, like toys on my feet, like foot jobs.
Okay.
Like fuzzy socks. Thigh highs. Guys love thigh highs.
And yeah.
They just have me like scrunch up my toes for them.
That's an easy day for you, huh?
I really can't complain. I love what I do, honestly.
Oh, that's so awesome. How did you get into camming?
Honestly, I'm obsessed with hentai. It's like anime porn.
So, right.
It really is a turn on for me to like reenact that for people. Like in like because I cosplay.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite character to dress up as?
D.Va from Overwatch. She's from a video game.
And she's like the ultimate sexy character to you?
She's just, because to me now, sexy is like, the new sexy is cute, in my opinion. So like, she's just like ultimate kawaii, which means cuteness, like in Japanese.
Totally. And honestly, you look kawaii as all hell. You are seriously so cute. Aww. I'm looking at your pictures and I'm just like, this girl is like a little angel.
But you're gonna make me cry.
Oh, but you're a naughty angel, as we know. Tell me about some of these taboos that you get into.
I really like doing like teacher student a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I like the submissiveness of it, I suppose.
Okay.
Like, oh, like I'll do this for you if you give me an A in class, like role playing. Like,
now does any of that trickle from your real life? Did that ever happen?
Oh, no. Like on the low, maybe I wish I did, but no. Growing up, my life wasn't as interesting, honestly.
Totally. What is CEI?
Oh, come eating instructions.
A lot come of guys eating really instructions.
Yeah, a lot of guys like it when you instruct them on how to like jerk themselves, and then they literally want you to tell them to eat their cum. Like, it really caught me off guard too when I started camming. That and like SPH,
which is what?
Small penis humiliation.
Oh yeah,
guys want you to make fun of their size, so I thought that was hilarious. Which they like.
It's
there's
great.
There's no such thing as big penis humiliation, is there?
No, I've never had a guy come in and be like make fun of my size when he was too big.
Yeah, right.
So the small penis humiliation is usually always for teeny peenies. There's never like a guy with an average size or large size that wants that.
I've seen guys with average sizes, and I mean, I go along with it because that's what they want, you know?
Right.
Like I try to please everyone. But I have literally had guys that like have stroked with like two fingers, like, and they just want me to laugh at them. Like, it's pretty interesting.
And it's probably not hard for you too.
It was a little weird at first because I've never heard of something like that, but
right.
Now it's fun for me. Like, I make it fun.
That's awesome. Well, Rosie Chai T, you are so delightful to look at with your big boobs and your sweet face and all this. Everyone should go check her out on StreamMate. You can go to rosychaitea.cammodels.com. Check her out. Book a show with her. She's super fun, and she will tell you how to eat your cum. So, all right, beautiful. Have a gorgeous day.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a nice day, too.
There's a new Hulu miniseries that this isn't nude, but it's interesting to me, and you're going to know that very well, the girl we're going to talk about here. It's called Four Weddings and a Funeral, which is a Hulu miniseries.
Okay.
And they released the first four episodes, so our guys went through it. And in the first episode, you're going to know this girl. Natalie Emmanuel.
Oh, yes. I love her.
Yeah. She plays Maya in this, and she wakes up in the swanky New York City apartment, and she's not nude, but she's in, you know, showing some cleavage, and she checks her phone, and all of a sudden she has to jump out of bed because I guess she realizes that the guy she's with is married and the wife's coming home.
Oh, no. And
so she tries to clean up the apartment from the night before she heads out the door. But before she does this, she realizes that her bra is floating in a fish tank. And she's like, and we were talking about this morning. It was kind of weird. Like, so if you're running out the door, you just put your shirt on with no bra and run out. Well, what she did, Natalie Emanuel, who of course is Missandei, Emily, Mother of Dragons assistant on Game of Thrones, Natalie Emanuel puts the wet fishy bra on and then puts her shirt over and walks down the hall. I know. You would never do that. I know there. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you've heard the term sweater puppies.
Yeah.
These are sweater guppies. But isn't it? It was just such a weird scene, and it's someone you know well from Game of Thrones. I wanted to share it with you, and we'll definitely do an Anatomy Award for that because we're going to call that Best Sweater Guppies. I love that.
I mean, it's just so awesome. Cute. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's Four Weddings and a Funeral. There's four episodes in. They're now going to release, and I think Mindy Kaling's producing this. It's going to then for the next, I think, eight episodes, it's going to air just once a week. So they front loaded four, and then we'll get that. So we'll see. Maybe our friend Natalie Emanuel will do something. I mean, she has done nudity, of course, in Game of Thrones. She did on a TV series called Misfits, but we don't think Mindy Kaling's not known for her graphic nudity or anything, but we'll keep you posted. And it's obviously based on the classic movies Four Weddings and a Funeral from
right.
a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Anyway, that aired. I just thought it was funny, but I like that Best Sweater Guppies. The other show to keep that I don't know if we've talked about much is Dear White People, which is a Netflix show, and they released season three last week. And it's based on, there was a 2014 movie called Dear White People. Mm-hmm. And actually, Tessa Thompson did a nice nude scene about 30 minutes into that movie. It's about, came out about 5 years ago.
Right.
And she's the girl, remember on Westworld, she's the really hot black actress on Westworld that did some really good nude scenes.
Oh, yeah.
In Westworld. And by the way, Westworld in 2020 season three will be out, which we're excited about. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this Dear White People released their full season and we went through it. There wasn't nudity. There was some good lesbian scenes, some good underwear scenes. But it's interesting about this show because the first season, zero nude scenes, Dear White People.
Mm.
Second season, there were two really great nude scenes. And now the third season goes no nudity. So if you were wondering what's up with Dear White People, it came out last week. We went through it. No nudity from any of the girls like Ashley Blaine Featherstone, Courtney Sauls, Nia Hervier, and Antoinette Robertson. Lots of underwear, mm-hmm. but no nudity. So you're seeing a theme this week. I'm trying to catch up on some of these shows that maybe that we haven't talked about, but still have some really hot, sexy scenes, just not nude. So
right.
I was a little disappointed. I guess you have 1 year with no nudity, 1 year with two great nude scenes. It could have gone either way in season three, but Dear White People did not come through in their third season. So
gotcha.
Anyway, now there's another show called Sweet Bitter that I've talked to you about. I think it was last week. That's that show with Ella Purnell, who's a small town girl. She heads to New York and gets a job at a swanky restaurant. And this airs Sundays on Starz Network, and they're in their second season, fifth episode. And we did see in episode three Ella Purnell make her new debut. But there was a scene last night on Starz that was so sexy. I had to watch it again this morning.
that good, it's where, huh?
Well, you really love it. So Ella Purnell borrows one of her coworkers' dresses, and the coworker has this like, and you would know how to describe this better, but it's this really thin, silky fabric, and Ella Purnell's wearing like a padded bra under a like a dress shirt.
Right.
You can't see anything. So her friend in the locker room at the, I guess it's at the restaurant where they change and stuff, goes, no, you got to wear this shirt. And she has her first take her shirt off and put this silky shirt on, but then she has the padded bra and her friend goes, no, you got to take it off. So she takes the padded bra off, does Ellen Purnell. And her friend goes, oh my God, your nipples love this shirt because her nips are staying on. It is such a sexy scene. It's not nude, but if you're a Ella Purnell fan like we are, you're going to love this scene. And I don't know, did CP, did you get the audio of that? Oh, do you have it? Oh, wait, he's going to play.
Nipples love it. Do they? It's the air.
Yeah, it's and trust me, Ella Purnell is this
she's gorgeous.
She's
gorgeous.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
And again, not every scene has to be has to be a nude scene for us to love it. And this is really sexy. I don't know if it's Anatomy Award, how I could sneak that in, but I really, really love this scene. And if you haven't seen it, it's in episode 5 of Sweet Bitter, Ella Purnell. And the show airs on Sunday nights on the Stars.
Well, you know, Skin, I always tell my female friends that there's nothing sexier than being braless under a slinky shirt like that. You know, you can wear all the padded bras you want, but that when you see the nip, even if you have like a double A, it's so sexy. Yeah. So Ella Purnell,
what would you call that? What would you call that kind of shirt that she's wearing?
I mean, just like, a low cut. Silver, is it like a shimmery camisole.
Yeah, okay,
it's a deep V camisole.
Yeah, it's just a really sexy scene. So anyway, if you haven't seen the show Sweet Bitter, cool show. They're in their second season, 5th episode. Ella Purnell has been nude, and then the scene in episode 5 was really sexy too. So great stuff. I agree that you don't see that too often. The no bra under the silk shirt. It's like a 70s thing. Like they
it's
always
so
wear like
hot.
Yeah. Farrah Fawcett would always wear like silk shirts with no bra with the nips. That was awesome. So anyway, so I have some
Wheel of Skin.
Oh yes. I forget the Wheel of Skin, and he always CP the EP always pulls it up when I least expect it. But this is the part of the show where he spins the Wheel of Skin. We have over 30,000 actresses at MrSkin.com and pulls out in many cases, a blast from the past, an actress who we don't get to talk about on the podcast. And I kind of give you her skinography. I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Yeah, and this is a Merck and Griffin production. And today, CP will spin the Wheel of Skin and pull up an actress.
Okay. We have Gina Tomasina.
Oh, do you remember Gina Tomasina? Is it Tomasina or Tomasina? But do you remember her?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know that I know her.
She was the March 1981 Playmate of the Year. I'm a big fan. That's okay. I love this spin. Now, I know that you're going to know. Remember the ZZ Top Eliminator album where they did all those 80s videos that became very popular with She's Got Legs, Sharp Dressed Man. These were like really popular videos in the 80s. I'm talking like the biggest videos of the 80s almost. And they'd have these incredibly gorgeous models, but they ended up being Playmate models.
Right on.
And Gina Tomasina is one of them. And it really was great. So was this other one. Was Kimberly Heron was another one. Fantastic. Oh, wait. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kimberly Heron was March of 81, if I'm not mistaken. I think Gina Tomasina was around November of 80 or so. Mm. So they were both in the early 80s, right? So they go from Playmates in Gina Tomasina. Then they end up in these ZZ Top videos. So they became super popular. Obviously hung around the Playboy Mansion all the time. And you might know her from Real Housewives of Orange County. She's Gina Keo because she got married to a guy.
I know exactly who that is.
Okay. Okay. Now I figured you'd know that. So
she does then not she look like this anymore.
No. Her early 80s stuff is great.
Course,
if you're wondering where to see her nude, of course, you could see her in Playboy videos and stuff. But as far as movies go, Gina Tomasina was naked in one of my favorite movies from the 80s, The Beach Girls, where she showed breasts and butt. And you got to understand, she was like Playmate of the Month and boom, does a movie in Beach Girls. So all of her stuff, I think she was also in a movie called Double Exposure in 83. All that stuff is like she peaked from 1980 when she became a playmate to like 85, 86, 87 when she was doing those ZZ Top things. That was her like go-to era. And then she went on to do Real Housewives of Orange County. What was her shtick on Real Housewives? Because I never remembered her from that. What was her? Do you remember her?
Honestly, she was forgettable. That's why.
Okay, because she got married to a guy and changed her name. And I didn't even realize that it was her because she looked so different from when she was on Playboy. But I never watched her. I don't really watch those shows, so I don't know what if she was nice, mean. I have no idea.
She's typical. A little bit of both, I guess. But yeah, she's like doing real estate or something, you know, has a kid who's like going pro in baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love that whenever there's a Real Housewives question, I go to you because you know it.
Right? It's like sad.
Anyway, but CP, that was a great spin. God, Gina Tomasino, I haven't thought of her in a long time. So, great pull,
awesome.
But let me, great Wheel of Skin pull, but let me, get back to, some nudity, gems and tidbits here. Let me start. Did you hear this? This kind of broke in the last week or so. Not that, I don't know if I should be surprised, but do you know who Maitland Ward is?
The name sounds so familiar. Who is
that? She's you know, she was known when she was much. She's about 40, early 40s now. But when she was younger, she was on Boy Meets World. She played Rachel on that show. And she's become very popular in a weird way. Like, this doesn't happen often when you go from the mainstream into porn. But she started to do a lot of, like, really graphic nude modeling and stuff. And I'm talking, like, porny graphic nude modeling. Mm-hmm. And she's become popular. Like, I know, like, when... Last I looked, she had like 250,000 Twitter followers and has over 600,000 Instagram followers. And she's really big on Instagram, for instance. And it's just, she just has gotten like, to go from mainstream to do this kind of modeling was like, I mean, I'm
shocking.
Talking like shocking. Yes. But all of a sudden last week, there was a big thing where on blacked.com, she was full on doing porn. It's pretty amazing, and I don't know if CP has the pics of that, but
I'm watching all of it. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it's really crazy that porn isn't what's shocking. The fact is, she used to be, you know, a fixture in the mainstream,
like a kids show,
and to be on a kids show and then grow up and do. You know, do this kind of stuff. I mean, Dustin Diamond, I understood, but Maitland Ward, I didn't. And it was, she was a teen sweetheart on, ABC's TGIF lineup. It's just weird to see. But if you know what black.com is, it's a website where black guys hook up with these beautiful, white, porn chicks, but this is the first time I could think that, you know, someone from the mainstream media has done it. It's really crazy stuff. So
I will say,
but that broke over the last week, and those pics and stuff and video are all over now, and it's pretty intense.
It's intense, but I will say her level of acting is far superior to any other model that I've seen doing a porn, because I'm like, damn, she's pretty believable.
Well, she's also 42 years old, which is
incredible.
She really looks
28,
great.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I agree. She does look great. And anyway, so that was a big nudity news from the week. Another one, we got the update. I haven't seen it yet, but the third season of Glow will be out on August 9th. And my skin scouts are reporting some really cool stuff. Now, Glow's that show about the gorgeous ladies of wrestling in LA in the 80s. And you remember season one, episode one, Allison Brie, Annie from Community made her new debut. That was a big deal.
Yes.
Betty Gilpin has had some great nude scenes in season two. But both Allison Brie and Betty Gilpin will be naked again. Allison Brie in episode three, Betty Gilpin in episode four. But the big... the big news that I was kind of blown away at. Do you remember Gina Davis from Thelma and Louise?
Yes, that was like the best movie ever, and Beetlejuice and everything else. She's incredible. Tell me, is she naked?
Well, in episode 9, she's topless in a club, except for some pasties covering her nips.
Gina
she's
Davis?
63, she's 63 years old.
Kid is Gina. Okay.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Hopefully next time we talk, I'll have the actual pics of this stuff. It hasn't come out yet, but my guys that know this stuff in advance have already tipped us off, no pun intended. And it's just like, Gina Davis hasn't even done much skin-wise in her career, but we'll see her topless, albeit for some little pasties, at 63 years old, and I'll bet you she looks great. We'll know soon enough. When did I say this comes out? Is August 9th. That's not too far away. So by the weekend, we'll have this at the Mr. Skin offices.
Awesome.
So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. And then last but not least, I was over at my a website I go to every day, which is scoopy.net. I love it. And I've been going there for 20 years. And it was just a little post he did where he took that Alexandra Daddario scene from True Detective,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of brightened it. And they showed, you forget about it because you're looking at her breasts because they're so incredible, but you forget in that scene that you could see full labia in that scene. And
she's something else, man.
Yeah, they brightened it and showed just that, and I was like, I gotta show this to Andrea.
Yes, and you did, thank you.
And it made me remember that I gotta update you on she has this Lost Girls and Love Hotels, which,
oh yeah,
it's starting to seem like this is never going to air, and it's bumming me out because it's 2 years ago they filmed it. It's 2 years old. It just never, it's never been released.
And
Joey from Content told me that he read where the Toronto Film Festival did not accept this movie. The few people that know about it have said she does these crazy nude scenes. It's about a girl who gets caught up in the nightlife of Tokyo, and it's supposed to be really dark, but also have tons of Alexandra Daddario nudity. And for some reason, it didn't get accepted at the Toronto Film Fest, but that there's still a chance it could debut in like another festival, like especially in Tokyo or Stockholm, Sweden, or even New York City. So we have our fingers crossed, but when I saw this lightened labia pic of Alexandra Daddario, it made me remember, geez, I remember in 2018 going on radio shows and being like, oh yeah, the big movie we're all looking forward to is Lost Girls and Love Hotels. We can't wait till it comes out. And it just still isn't out. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it was so promising. I hope it didn't just, you know, fail on any level. I just hope it comes out somewhere.
Well, the fact that she's nude in the movie is, it will come out. It's just been a frustrating wait. So, yeah, the movie, yeah, it's called Lost Girls in Love Hotels, Alexandra Daddario. I'll keep you posted on that. And Andrea, again, another great week. So much nudity, so little time, but we have to wrap it up. And I hope you like this week's edition of the Mr. Skin Podcast.
How could I not? I just saw Alexandra Daddario's labia. I mean, you've made my year. And on that note, we are going to talk to another hot, sexy babe. Her name is Genevieve LaFleur. Don't go anywhere. It is no exaggeration to introduce our next guest as an absolute blonde bombshell. Beauty and brains, with a sweet angel face and an impressive 44H. That's right. H, like hell yeah. Welcome Genevieve LaFleur to the show. Hi, beautiful.
Hi, thank you so much for what a beautiful interaction.
You're amazing, and I just can't stop looking at you and reading about you. You've got it all going on, and I mentioned the beauty and brains because you work all sides of the camera, and you actually studied film and video. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It comes in handy for sure.
Yeah, because how long have you been in the business, babe?
I have been behind the camera for about maybe almost 10 years now.
Okay. And when did you switch to the other side?
To the dark side. I switched to performing in November of last year.
Now, was it like you were behind the camera and you saw all these other stars and how much they were loving it and you were just like, hey, I can do that? Or how did that transition go for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of the companies that I was shooting with were like please, for the love of God, let us shoot you. You have amazing boobs. What are you doing behind the camera? And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And then just one day I was, it was after the shoot and everyone's on the floor eating pizza, having a good time. They're all fucked out, covered in cum. And I'm like, like a total nerd, just breaking down the lights, putting my camera away. Like, okay, have fun, guys. And I was like, no, I want to be fucked. I want to be on the floor eating pizza.
This is right? That's awesome. Only took you a decade to make that decision, but we're glad you did. So I got to talk about your mini-vid stuff because it seems to me like you're a fetish master. I know you do all sorts of scenes, but how did you get into fetish work?
Well, you know, I actually started my career in the adult industry a long, long time ago as a dominatrix.
Ooh, and get it.
It was funny because I've always like been super sweet and bubbly. So I was like a fun, bubbly dominatrix and not wildly successful, but I did okay. But So with my many vids, I just try to diversify as much as possible. So people who just want to see like a normal boy-girl scene, they can see that. They want to see a normal girl-girl scene, they can see that. And if they have like different fetishes, that's on there. And then if what they want isn't on there, then they can ask for it.
That's awesome. What is the weirdest fetish that you've been asked to do?
Do you really want to hear it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And me and Skin have pretty much heard everything. So try to shock us.
When I was a dominatrix, I had a client who had me do a milk enema and then shit out all over his face.
Whoa.
All right. That's up there.
That's up there.
I feel now, honored then to be at the upper echelon of filth with Mr. Skin and Andrea.
It's all good. We love it. Tell me about what a hair fetish is, because I don't understand that. Is it like you playing with your hair or is it something naughtier than that?
I'm just learning about this now. So I did a hairbrushing video because it's like I have to brush my hair anyway. And as you see, my hair is extremely long.
And gorgeous hair, by the way.
Thank you. It's super long. It's a huge pain in the ass. But I'm learning that there's this thing called hair jobs where they take girls with super long hair like me and you wrap it around a guy's dick and then give him a blowjob. And apparently this is a huge booming business. So male talent in LA, I want to wrap my hair around your dick and give you a blowjob. Hit me up.
Okay. This is interesting because I've never heard of this before, never seen this before.
Yeah, me neither.
Does your mouth go over the hair or is the hair at the bottom of the shaft?
The hair is like being jerked up and down the shaft.
But where's your mouth?
On the penis.
So like does your mouth ever go over the hair?
Oh, I don't know. I've never done one before, so.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, how does this work? I kind of want to try this tonight.
I'll try it. We'll reconvene and let each other know our experience.
Girl, I am so down for that because I just followed your ass on Twitter. And then there was another fetish that I heard that you did, and I know me and Skin are both curious about this. What is an impregnation fetish? Is it a guy comes inside you with the intention of impregnating you, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different angles to it, but overall the fetish is like the fear of getting a girl pregnant.
Oh.
So it can be done as blackmail, like I'm going to fuck you without a condom, I'm going to get pregnant, I'm going to tell your wife or whatever. Or it's just, it's so taboo these days to fuck without condoms because we all have to be safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you do that, you're like, I'm going to make you fucking raw. Like, I'm going to put a hole in the condom. You know, it's really hot. Super taboo.
Oh, my gosh. You have got it all going on, Genevieve. And everyone needs to check you out on Minivids. You can search her at Genevieve LaFleur. And, of course, we will connect to her as well. And you can find all of her good stuff. She's on Twitter at Genevieve LFBBW and on IG at Genevieve LaFleur BBW, and just search her. She's amazing. She's sweet. She's smart. And you have gorgeous hair, gorgeous face, but let's be real, that 44-inch chest, girl, something else. Well, thanks for talking to us, beautiful. And we hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.